Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, the Square Roots Festival is coming back to Wells Park this weekend, and Saturday night's headliner is none other than Bloodshot Records' Lydia Loveless. Track Longer off the record Real. The highly anticipated album is due out in August 19th. Real will be her fourth full-length album, her third with Chicago's Bloodshot Records. Lydia Loveless is an alt-country singer-songwriter but has been called country punk by several media outlets and lauded by Rolling Stone, NPR, and Spin Magazine, which called her one of the top acts to watch in 2015. She headlines on Saturday at the North Stage at the Square Roots Festival in Lincoln Square, and she is my guest tonight at the big table. Lydia Loveless, thanks for being here.
Hi, thank you.
And you brought your guitar, too. That's so great.
I did.
the album is, it is highly anticipated. People are very excited about this new work. The single Longer has already been released. Talk about the music, because even with the song Longer, you're really hearing almost like a maturity that's coming with that song that I think is why people are excited.
Yeah, I hope so. I think I've done some growing up recently, so I'm excited about it. I think it's a more fluid rock sound to me, as opposed to kind of all over the place where I've been in the past. So I'm looking forward to people.
Well, I mean, I kind of said it in the intro that, mm-hmm. you know, you've been called alt-country. You've also been called country punk. Do you identify with those kind of labels, those kind of categories?
I mean, yeah, but I think they're a little harsh. Maybe harsh isn't the right word, but sort of. They're both very strict genres, I think, and I don't feel like a very strict human. So I guess I feel like I'm a little swimmier than country or punk. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Well, there's been a lot written about, you know, the process of this record, about Real. There was, mm-hmm. I've heard, you know, just reading the different articles about the, you know, writing stuff and then throwing it all away and starting over again. But there really has been a process that you've gone through by putting yourself into this record.
Yeah, I really wanted to make something that sounded sonically cohesive and sort of grown up. And I really wanted to put more effort into production this time, because I want to be known as someone who gets good sounds and makes good songs, as opposed to like, boy, she really sings about some serious stuff. You know, I wanted to be considered more of a musician and producer on this record, and I think we achieved that, hopefully.
Well, you went back home to Ohio, where you're from, to do the record, to work with your producer you worked with before.
Yeah.
How do you accomplish that? How do you accomplish putting the sound forward, actually producing a record that has those things that you just talked about in mind?
Mm-hmm. I think it's a lot of experimentation, because when I was younger, I was very reluctant to take suggestions from people. I was more like, I'm right all the time. And I think the time when I really started to grow as an artist was when I started being more open to experimentation. And that's why this record has a lot of keyboards and weird. There's like a power drill being played through a pedal at some point. So
experimentation. Where did you find yourself opening up for experimentation? What was it that moved you away from sort of, this is my vision and mm-hmm. this is what I'm doing, and collaborating?
I think it must have been just working with people who are a lot more talented than I am. Like, my band is, they're all very talented musicians, and we've also played together, at least me and the guitar players and the bass player have all played together for like at least 3 years now. So we have sort of our own language now, and it's a lot easier to communicate. So I can sort of be like, so it should sound like the Smiths, and everything just sort of goes out the window and becomes a song. So it's really interesting too.
Yeah, this, I mean, the record reel, you know, as you just mentioned about production and the sound and putting things together, is matched with the songwriting, mm-hmm. which is, you know, for all accounts in the interviews that you've done, has been pretty raw. The yeah. idea of essentially, you know, a life in which you have a quote that's circulated about sort of feeling like the last couple of years you've kind of been swimming around or flipping around or flopping mm-hmm. around, whatever the word was,
yeah.
You know, and masking some pain with substance abuse.
Yeah.
Talk about what it means to be sober and do this record, or to write about those pains and in such a personal way to put into music.
I mean, I guess you can take pain and sort of go to rock bottom and completely give up. But once you decide to not give up, you have to do something really cool. So that's kind of what this record was. It's the complete opposite of dying, I guess, which is why this record talks a lot about death and loss. And I've spent a lot of years just trying to be, I guess, a better person, not to get too deep. But
it's okay. It's Friday night in
record,
Chicago.
Yeah, right? This record was kind of written out of, like, going to therapy for a couple of years and trying to figure out why I do certain things. And writing is definitely a way to cope with pain as opposed to just sort of, you know, going to a party and smoking mm-hmm. 1,000 cigarettes. I mean, you can do that, but... or you can have a really cool record instead.
Well, I mean, it's great. I mean, it's actually inspiring for those people who do have insecurities or, mm-hmm. you know, fears and may have problems with substance abuse to know that there are things like creative outlets, like music or other things that can help them sort of cope with dealing with it.
Yeah, and I mean, just music is so important to people. I mean, I have so many memories that are just ingrained just because of, like, what song I was listening to. I think it's a very therapeutic tool, even if you're not making it. So hopefully people can at least listen to this record and have some sort of hope. Hopefully it's a hopeful record. I don't feel like I've made very many hopeful records, but I think this one
That's not what
be.
We expect from you. But I'm okay with it. Well, the new album is Real. It comes out in August 19th. The track Longer, the single, is out. We just heard a little bit of it, and you can get that on iTunes. Lydia Loveless is headlining on Saturday night at the Square Roots Festival in Wells Park. We'll continue the conversation, and we'll hear some live music right after the break. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Coffin. My guest in studio, Lydia Loveless. Great singer-songwriter, alt-country, country punk, but let's just say singer-songwriter. Let's skip the categories. She's headlining at the Square Roots Festival, which is at Wells Park this weekend, Saturday night. Her new album, Real, is out in August. We've heard the song Longer, which is a great song, and the video
Thank
is great
you.
As well. What else is on this? I mean, because we haven't heard the other stuff that's on there. I mean, is this a thematic record when you talk about, you know, it's sort of being, quote unquote, real, but talking about, you know, the issues we were just talking about before the break? I mean, is there a theme to this record?
Oh, I wish I were good at themes. I mean, I think I piece together themes after I make things. I guess sort of the theme that I got out of this after I had made it was, I mean, I've struggled with depression for a long time, and I've often used the term, like, I don't feel like a real person, which is, like, a really silly thing to say because everyone is a real person. And it's kind of about how you have to scrape away the pretending when you're really depressed, and you have to, you know, try so hard and act like you're happy or even just okay. And when you kind of confront that and can just be yourself and accept that, and that's kind of reality. Also, I took a lot of mushrooms, maybe.
It's a combination. Dealing with depression and mushrooms. It's right in there somewhere. That's where the art comes from.
It's a lot about perception and how you perceive things and how other people perceive them, and sort of trying to meet in the middle and accept that everyone's going through some weird struggles and it's all going to be okay.
As I always like to say, everybody's got something.
Yes.
Right? Lydia Lovelace in studio. You brought your guitar as well. We'd love to hear something if you're willing. What are we going to hear here?
I think I want to do the title track, Real.
Real, off the album Real, which was released on August 19th. Here is Lydia Lovelace.
When I'm watching TV, and I know I shouldn't be, because it doesn't compare to walking down your street. Well, I'm hanging off your live wire, can't believe you don't see me. Cause I know just how she feels. Well, I know just what you do. Just wanna jump off the roof, but I'm waiting for a boy who wants to beg me not to do it. Oh, here he comes now, man, and he's gonna take my shaky hand. Well, no, he's not Peter Pan, but I really need him to be now, cause I know just how she feels. Well, I know just what you do. Well, nothing will change. Well, at least not as far as I can see. When you hold my hand, you don't always have to wrench it out of me, man. Well, you could just hold my hand. And if you wanna run away with me, we can do that, yeah. Cause I know just how it feels. Man, I know exactly what I wanna do. Well, I know just how I wanna feel. And every time you made it so real, I know just how it feels when you make it seem real.
That's a title track off the album Real, coming out August 19th. Lydia Lovelace in studio performing live. That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank
it was
you.
Such a great performance to be in the room with you. I mean, your voice is so powerful.
Thank you.
It's obviously been, but it's been something that has really been your calling card for for a while. I mean, you read the reviews and all of the stuff, even with the beginning of Bloodshot. There's really, everyone is attracted to your voice and how strong it is. It's for you, I mean, how do you evolve as you get older, as your music changes, as you move from more country punk to the rock stuff that you're doing on this record? Mm-hmm. How does your voice evolve?
I mean, it's obvious, I guess, when you say it, but it's an instrument, so you kind of learn how to use it. And I've had it with me longer than guitar, so I'm a little better at manipulating it. So it's just fun to mess around with it and kind of find the different ways you can use it. I don't know. I feel like it's my old pal. My talking voice isn't my favorite thing, so singing is way more fun.
Well, I mean, how do you do that? I mean, as you manipulate it and you try to find ways to stretch it or make it something or find new ways to use it, as a musician, how do you do that? I mean, especially when it's been your old pal. I mean, how do you find new ways to use it?
I guess I could probably attribute it to I'm really into humor, and I like doing weird voices throughout the day. And this is something that my husband will point out to me. Like, I turn into different characters throughout the day when I'm walking around. So I think that's probably a way that I tap into it. I'll also, like, write songs and be like, this sounds like a Bruce Springsteen song, and, like, sing it in Bruce Springsteen's voice. I don't know. It's just fun to me to sort of slip in and out of characters. And singing is a lot easier for me to sort of tap into that, because it's not really you. Like, when I'm sitting here talking to you, that feels, I could become insecure, but when you're singing, it's kind of like, it's just a weird sound. So it's hard to explain, but it's just fun to experiment with it. I don't know.
Lydia Lovelace is my guest tonight here on The Download. She is headlining the Square Roots Festival in Wells Park this weekend on Saturday night at the North Stage. Her new album, Real, comes out on August 19th. The single, Longer, is out. We'll take a break for the news. We'll come back, talk a little bit more, and hear some more music.
Cool.
Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Coffin. My guest in studio at the big table, Lydia Lovelace, tonight. She is in town headlining the Square Roots Festival, which is in Wells Park this weekend, Saturday night at the North Stage. The new album, Real, is out August 19th. The single, Longer, is already out. Lydia Lovelace is on Bloodshot Records here in Chicago. You know, you're from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw in your bios reading about growing up, your dad was in a country bar. Talk about owning a bar and being involved in that environment as a kid.
That was a pretty brief period, but it was also, I mean, it's a memorable time because my dad was like a Presbyterian pastor right before that. It went from like no nail polish kids to like, well, I own a bar now. I'll be home at 4. And like, I can't say I was really there because I was like 8 till maybe I was like 10.
But immersed in that culture. Because
yeah, totally.
Musicians
and it was
were
also,
at the house, that kind of thing.
Yeah, there was that. And it was also a Mexican restaurant. And I grew up in a very small, sort of isolated, close-minded town. It was just funny to watch the reaction to a Mexican restaurant, which now Mexican food is everywhere and everyone loves it, but at the time it was like, I don't eat food I can't pronounce, where I was from. So people were very upset and angry, and my dad was like, I'm bringing you some culture, people. So there was a lot of, it kind of changed the way the town behaved and ate and looked at other people that weren't like white Ohioans. So it was an exciting time, and it was super proud of my dad for doing that.
Do you think it had any impact on you getting into music and you sort of establishing yourself as a country musician?
Probably not. I think that was just like, I was born with that. My family's super musical, and my dad is very, well, let's just say he's a little anti-authority and self-motivated. So he was just kind of like, if you're not doing something you love, then I'd rather disown you than like see you do something that you don't like to do. So, I was just like, I want to be a pop star. And I took dance lessons and, you know, wrote crappy songs. And that was my dream. And my dad was like, cool, that's what you're going to do. I totally believe in this. Like, there's no doubt in my mind that you can do it. So probably, I think it was more my dad's attitude than like him owning a bar.
Right.
If anything, that probably turned me off of wanting to do it.
Well, I mean, there's the punk rock aesthetic. You know, talk about that. Talk about the anti-establishment in you and the idea of gravitating towards punk rock, even a little bit more before country. But the idea of being you know, sort of immersed in a punk rock culture, even in Ohio.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm reluctant to use the term punk rock anymore because it's become such a sort of, it's like, it's everything that it hates. You know, it's almost like you're wearing a uniform and you have to do this to be a punk. So mm-hmm. I'm too punk for punk. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, the way I see country and punk mold together is because of the way I grew up, like, on a farm, in like a self-sustaining community and with like a self-employed dad and just really driven people. And now all my friends are, you know, they like paint pictures for a living and I don't even know how people do that. So I guess I'm just really inspired by people who can propel themselves to keep existing without having to do something they don't enjoy. Like, I'm kind of amazed by that.
Music's been a part of your life for a long time now. Talk about Bloodshot Records, you know, with Nan and Rob, and how you got involved with Bloodshot Records and why you stay with them.
I like Bloodshot because they're just the kind of people I like. They're, you know, they're into the creative aspect of things. They're not into, like, I hate to use the term selling out, so I will try not to, but... you know, I like that I can have a conversation with them and sit across a table from them and, like, look at them as opposed to, like, well, I have to call the toll-free number to talk to my my label and maybe I'll talk to Bob or Jim today. I don't know. Like, they're real people. And I enjoy that sort of relationship. It's a friendly relationship.
And they're huge supporters of you. Yeah. They were in here not too long ago. They mentioned you as an artist that they're really into.
Yeah.
I mean, they have... As Chicago, I mean, they are icons when it comes to, I guess they would probably bristle at the term alt country, but the roots rock and alt country, they're icons and they are about the creative experience. So it is. I mean, I think that if that's what you're looking for, you're in the right company.
Yeah, I like passion, and I think they're passionate about what they do, because I am. So I don't know. I'm drawn to people like that. So,
as you are on stage this weekend at the Square Roots Festival, I keep wanting to call it the Folk and Roots Festival. It's the old name for it. But I mean, this is a big deal to be on stage and to have yourself at the headliner spot on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
When you think about it, coming to Chicago and playing a festival like this, which is really supporting the kind of music that you produce, mm-hmm. to be on stage in front of crowds, you know, that, you know, in the thousands in Chicago, what does that mean to you?
It's amazing. This is what I've always wanted to do. And I just, playing live is, I mean, pretty much my favorite thing to do ever. It's like the way that you can do what you love and actually see people connecting with it. So it's completely exciting and awesome, dude. I hate to use the word awesome because I use it all the time, but it's a very exciting.
We want to play another song?
Sure.
What are we going to hear?
I can do Somewhere Else.
Somewhere Else?
Last record, Somewhere Else. Let's do title tracks, dude.
All right, Somewhere Else, the title track. From the album Somewhere Else. Lydia Loveless in studio. Take it away.
Well, all I'm looking for is good things to be a part of. Oh, wave the flag for the home team too long. Then again, things ain't looking too good on the other side. The grass is greener, but it's tended by wolves. I say I wanna go, then I wanna stay at home and lie.
trying to find a way out of her seat. Because I guess I'm just the spoiled brat my daddy said that I was. Well, that used to make me so angry. And I say, then I say you're all I need, but I don't want to be with anybody at all. I just want to be somewhere else tonight. Well, I wish I was somebody else tonight, yeah. And your whole life on the line, because I love you, baby, and it ain't no lie. Well, I just want to be somewhere else tonight. And when I die, they can say it was no surprise. Ain't that the girl who tried to drown herself her whole damn life? Well, when I go, I hope I haunt the hills of East Ohio. Because I never meant to stay away this long, oh, love. And now I wanna be somewhere else tonight.
Lydia Lovelace, thank you so much. That was great. That was so wonderful. Somewhere Else, the title track off the record, Somewhere Else. When you play those songs, and you know, you just mentioned as we talked about Real, the new record that's coming out in August, you talk about the emotion that goes with that and having to peel back and having to get real when it comes to the things that you're going through. Yeah. When you play from your older records, and Somewhere Else is just released in 2014, does it take you back to a different place?
Not really. It's actually... I've tried to update the songs to current emotions, so they're still exciting. Like, you could go back and be like, I remember this time, but instead I try to make them relate to now, which makes them more interesting. And it also makes it fun to think about the lyrics in a way, if I did write them now, and how they could change. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it does. And because I always wonder with musicians, especially when you're writing emotional music, you know, if... it conjures up the emotions of the time when you wrote that song. You know, I always wonder about that for a singer-songwriter, because you pour so much into these songs, both of the songs we heard tonight on the show. Man, they're just so rock. and that's a good thing, and that makes great, passionate music. But I just wonder what toll it takes on you having to play those songs over and over and over, and if there is an emotional attachment.
Probably some kind of mental toll, but it's worth it.
Every time you play it, you have
to
go back
exciting,
to therapy.
Yeah. I have to go to therapy after every show, yeah.
For you, I mean, is it as you mature and you create new music, do you think about the relationship to the old music? Do you think about, you know, where you were at and the places you were? I mean, obviously with some of the substance abuse stuff that you talk about or drinking, do you think about the relationship from record to record?
Yeah, and I think about how I cannot say the same thing 8 times. And especially, I mean, being on my 4th record and sometimes we'll run through like a really old song and I'm like, wow, I'm so much better now. But it's like, well, if I'm better than that, when will these songs start to sound really bad to me? I don't know. So it's, you kind of have to go back over things and understand why you don't like them anymore, why you don't feel that way, or why certain things might not be important to express anymore. But then at the same time, there's people who are like, that song really helped me. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Well, people think about the people who consume it.
Yeah.
Probably it attaches to their situation and
totally.
The lyrics mean something different to them. I mean, as a musician, do you think about that?
I mean, as a listener too of music, it's like when you hear a song is about something, like it means a lot to you when you hear that it's about something else and you're like, I wish I didn't know that. So, I kind of like to just not really talk too much about like where a song comes from or what its meaning is, because it is important to like let people grasp their own meaning from it. And for me to really let the song kind of move through time too and change in meaning for me, just to like to cope with life, this thing called life.
This thing called life. Well, Lydia Loveless will be headlining the Square Roots Festival on Saturday night at the North Stage. This is in Wells Park. This is the former Folk and Roots Festival. Roots and Folk. That's been going on in Wells Park for a couple years now. The new record, Real, a highly anticipated album, will be out on August 19th. The single, Longer, is already out.
Yep.
Lydia Loveless, thanks so much for coming in
Thank
and spending
you.
Some time and playing music. It's incredible. Thank you.
Thank you.